今天呢，我们继续先这个分享这个神的话了。
Let's first share on the word of God.
啊，真的抓住这个神的话来，一定要得胜了。
Let's grab off the word of God and be victorious.
啊，今天晚上的我们的主题是接受上帝的统治才能得胜。
Today's topic is accept the sovereignty of God, then you can be an overcomer.
啊，我们一定要接受上帝的统治。
Now we need to accept the sovereignty of God.
啊，不要接受任何东西。
Don't accept anything else.
啊，不要接受任何想法看法。
Don't accept any other opinions and views.
啊，这是接受上帝的统治。
But only the sovereignty of God.
这是接受神的话了。
Accept the word of God.
我们这样做的时候才能得胜。
Now as we do that, we can be victorious.
啊，今天我问你们，到底你们人生的目标是什么呢？
I ask.You, what is your goals in life?
到底为了什么样的目标来努力读书呢？
And what is the purpose of you studying so hard?
啊，现在你努力读书了。
Now, if you study really hard,
然后终于毕业了。
And so you graduated.
然后得到很好的工作。
And then you got a really good job.
啊，然后结婚了。
And then after that you get married.
然后结婚过后天天做工。
After you get married, every day you're gonna work.
然后死了。
And then you die.
啊，这个是你的人，你人生的目标吗？
Is that your goals in life?
其实你慢慢看到的话，大部分的人的生活是这样的。
Now, as we look, most of people's life are like that.
啊，到底为了什么事情呢？你那么努力读书呢？
Now, for what reasons you study so hard?
啊，不要误解，不要读书，不是这个的意思。
And so don't misunderstand not to study.
啊，不要从成绩这个角度来看人生的意思了。
I mean to say that do not look at the perspective in the perspective of results to see your life.
你为了得到很好的工作努力读书。
In order to get a really good job, you study really hard.
今天你得到了很好的工作。
And so indeed you got a really good job.
然后呢？
And then?
然后你死了。
And then after that you die.
死了，然后你的墓碑铭那边写了他是饭桶来的。
And so on your tomb it will be written that this person is a rice bowl.
他是人粪制造器来的。
Then
would be written. 是制造大便的人的意思咯。
Right, a feces producer.
制造器。
So produce feces.
这个是你人生的目标吗？
So is that your goals in life?
其实慢慢看的话，我们的生活几乎是这样的啦。
So if you see, our life is just like this.
一定要明白，不是为了生存的问题，我们的上帝创造我们了。
Now we have to understand that we are not created for survival.
我们的人生是不是为了生存？
Our life is not just to survive.
就是天天吃什么喝什么穿什么来读书然后努力做工。我们不是为了生存的问题来被造的。
And so we are not creative to eat, to drink, and to wear for this kind of survival purposes.
我们看一下启示录第一章第五节到第六节。
Let's look at Revelation chapter 1 verse 5 to 6.
到底为什么我们的上帝创造我们呢？
Why is it so that God created us?
为了什么事情我们的上帝创造我们呢？
What is the purpose of creating us?
真的是只是为了生存的问题来努力读书找到工作努力做工结婚然后生孩子然后死这个是我们人生最后的目标吗？
The goals of our life is it to study really hard to get a good job and get married and then die? Is that purpose?
好，我们看启示录第一章第五节
Verse 5
并那诚实做见证的从死里首先复活为世上君王元首的耶稣基督有恩惠平安归于你们也爱你们用自己的血使我们脱离罪恶第六节又使我们成为国民做他父神的祭司但愿荣耀全能归给他直到永永远远阿们
And verse 5 And from Jesus Christ the faithful witness the firstborn from the dead the rulers over the kings of the earth to him who loved us and washed us with, from our sins in his own blood and has made us kings and priests to his God and Father to him be glory and dominion forever and ever Amen
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们说我们的主耶稣基督就是万王
And the Bible says that Jesus is the King of all kings.
他是地上的王。
He is the King of the earth.
意思说我们的主耶稣一定会再来。
In other words, Jesus will come again.
然后我们的主耶稣统治全宇宙万物。
And he will dominate all things and all creations.
然后这个地球变成全宇宙的 capital。 首都了。
And this earth will become the capital of all universe.
一定要明白，不要小看这个地球。
Now don't look down on this earth.
啊，在宇宙里面，这个地球是小小的。
Because this earth seems very small in the universe.
考虑到整个宇宙的话，比一粒灰尘比那个小的了。
Consider the whole universe. This earth is lesser than a sand.
那么小的了，你知道
？It's really small.
啊，但是呢，这个地球是全宇宙里面的中心。全宇宙里面的首都。
But this earth is the capital, is the center point of the whole entire universe.
啊，我们的主耶稣要做全宇宙的王。
Now our Jesus is going to be the king of all universe.
然后请你们。
And he's going to invite you.
让你们做什么呢
？What is he going to make you?
让你们来做分奉王。
He's going to make you into a tag team kings.
耶稣是大王嘛
？And so our Jesus is the big king, right?
然后我们的主耶稣呢，让你做小王。
And so Jesus allows to become the little king.
意思说，把你啊，这个把你派到什么地方来，让你来统治那个地方。
In other words, to send you to some places for you to rule over the certain places out there.
我们肯定不是人分。
No, we are definitely not a sheep producer.
不要变成饭桶。
And so don't become a rice bowl.
不是开玩笑的，现在那么多那么多的人的生活是这样的了。
No, I'm not joking because many of the people's lives are like that.
这是天天怎么样呢？吃什么喝什么穿什么来读书的目的，还有都是这样的嘛。
And every day they are having pains on eating, drinking, and wearing, and studying so hard and working so hard.
要弄清楚。我们为了什么事情？我们的上帝创造你，把你放在这个地方。
And so we have to understand why so that God created us and to place us here for what purpose.
还有另一个，我发现到我们的人呢。
And I realize us men.
那么多的人说我是信主的。
People say that we are believers.
然后呢，几乎不是从圣经的眼光来、圣经的角度来看事情。
But yet we did not actually look at things based on a Bible perspective.
我发现到那么多、那么多的人。不是从圣经的角度来看事情。
I realize that many never look at things in the perspective of the Bible.
你闭眼睛安静下来。
But if you close your eyes and you be quiet.
那么现在你的想法、看法、做法是从哪里过来的
？Where does your opinions, views, and thinkings come from?
几乎是从佛教的观念过来。
It comes mainly from Buddhism.
或者是从道教观念过来。
Or perhaps Taoism.
或者是从社会主义的观念过来。
Or come from socialism.
或者是从共产主义的观念过来。
Or the perspective of communism.
或者是从资本主义的观念过来。
Or capitalism.
你慢慢看到。我们虽然说信主，但是都是从这个世上的理念来看所有的事情。
Now we say that we are believers, but most of the time we use the worldly perspective to look at things.
然后研究圣经的时候，怎么研究圣经呢
？And when we study the Bible.
透过自己的价值观、自己的世界观来看圣经。
We will base on our own values at the same time the worldly perspective to look at that matter.
比如说是这样的，你拥有了社会主义思想。
For example, you have a socialist mindset.
那么从社会主义思想来看圣经。
And then you base on a socialism perspective to look at the Bible.
不对的了。
That's wrong.
你透过圣经来看政治、经济、我们的生活所有的事情才对呀。
And so we should base on a Bible perspective.Perspective to look at the society, the politics, and even the economy.
真的，我们信主那么久，但是呢，我们没有习惯，都是怎么样呢？慢慢看的话，真的是透过你自己的传统或者是你社会的这个价值观来看圣经而已。
So even so, that we're believers for long, but we base on our own traditions and as well as our social perspective to look at things.
结果呢，原来我们的上帝为了让你做王来创造你、呼召你，但是一直做不到了。
And so God created you to become rulers, but He cannot fulfill this.
当然，牧师这样讲的话，有些人，哎呀，牧师又讲以前讲过的。
And so if pastor say this, then people will say that.
可能有些人有一个反应是哎呀这个是我知道的
And then people will also respond to that I know this already
到了今天牧师讲这句话是应该是这个150次了
And this perhaps the 150th time the pastor says this
或者是我都知道的了
And I all know this
我已经听了
And I've heard it
我已经知道了
And I know it
但是我请问你们
But I ask you,
如果你已经听过已经知道为什么还为了生存来生活呢
I ask you that if you heard it and you know it but why do you live for survival then?
你慢慢看的话，不是今天我们的生活几乎是为了生存的问题来生活的啊。
The many things in our life we live for the sake of survival, isn't it?
圣经那么清楚地告诉我们，为了上帝的国来生活。
The Bible says that we live for the kingdom of God.
得到上帝的统治来统治这个世上。
Now we receive the power of God to dominate this world.
我们看看一下马太福音第六章。
Matthew chapter 6.
第二十五节到第三十三节。
25 to 20.
真的是我们的生活是这样的吗？ 25 to
32.
那么上帝拜托我们的内容是什么呢
What is to contend that God pleads?
请所以我告诉你们不要为生命忧虑吃什么喝什么为身体忧虑穿什么生命不生于饮食吗身体不生于衣裳吗第六二十六节你们看那天上的飞鸟也不种也不收也不积存积蓄在创立你们的天父尚且养活他你们不比飞鸟贵重的多吗第二十七节你们哪一个能用思虑使寿数多加一颗呢第二十八节何必为衣裳忧虑呢你想野地里的百合花怎么长起来他也不劳苦也不纺线第二十九节然而我告诉你们就是所罗门极荣华的时候他所穿戴的还不如这花一朵呢你们这小心的人呐、野地里的草今天还在明天就丢在炉里神还给他这样的装饰何况你们呢第三十一节所以不要忧虑说吃什么喝什么穿什么这都是外邦人所求的你们需用的这一切东西你们的天父是知道的你们要先求他的统治他的义这些东西都要加给你们了
verse 25 Therefore I say to you do not worry about your life what you will eat or what will you drink nor about your body what you will put on is not life more than food and the body more than clothing look at the birds of the air for they are neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns yet your heavenly father feeds them are you not more of value than them which of you by worrying can add one cubit to his stature but why do you worry about clothing consider the lilies of the field how they grow they neither toil or spin and yet I say to you that even Solomon in all his glory was not arrayed like one of this now if God so clothed the grass of the field which today is and tomorrow is thrown into the oven will he not much more clothe you O you of little faith therefore do not worry saying what shall we eat what shall we drink or what shall we wear for after these things the Gentiles seek for your heavenly father knows that you need all these things but seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all this shall be added to you
你看圣经那么清楚地告诉我们为了上帝的国为了上帝的统治来生活
The Bible tells us first seek the kingdom of God and as well as the sovereignty of God
那么从上帝那边得到上帝的能力来生活
And then after that receive the power of God that's how should we live the life
这个是圣经一直告诉我们的
Now, This is what the Bible keeps telling us
那么从这个角度来看的话我们是谁呢
From this perspective who are we then
我们是上帝的军队了
We are the armies of God
到底哪一个军人为了生存的问题来
Now, who actually live for survival in the army?
你们当兵的目的是什么呢
What is the purpose of you being a soldier?
为了处理，为了解决吃什么、喝什么、穿什么、生存的问题来这个国家让你们当兵吗
Is it because to deal with eating, drinking, and wearing, that's why this nation puts you as a troop in the army?
一定要明白我们是上帝的军队。
We have to understand that we are the armies of God.
当兵的时候我们为了这个国家来当兵
Now when we serve the army we serve for the nation
为了这个保守这个国家来当兵
In order to secure this kingdom and nations we serve
为了打仗来当兵
We serve the nations for the sake of defending
没有人为了生存的问题来当兵
Nobody fight because of survival
真的我们是上帝的军队吗
Now, Are we really the armies of God
你看出埃及记第七章
Exodus chapter 7
第一节到第五节
Verse 1 to 5
一定要明白我们是王
Now we are kings
同时我们是勇士
At the same time we are warriors
我们是 上帝的军队。
We are the armies of God.
啊，到底我们是上帝的军队是什么意思呢
？What does it mean to be the army of God?
啊，看看一下，请耶和华对摩西说：“我使你在法老面前代替神，你的哥哥亚伦是啊替你说话的。”
And verse 1, so the Lord said to Moses, "See, I have made you as God to Pharaoh, and Aaron your brother shall be your prophet."
啊，你是什么人呢
？So who are you?
啊，你是。对这个世上来讲，你是神那样的人。
And towards this world, you are just like God.
啊，你不是为了生存的问题来在这边做工。
You are not toiling for the sake of survival.
你为了做王来在这边做工。
You work because you are ruler here on earth.
对上帝来讲，你是这对这个世上来讲，你是神那样的那么厉害的人。
In the perspective of this world, you are like God.
你不要说我的 IQ 没有那么高。
Now don't say that your IQ is not high.
你不要说我的家庭没有什么那么多的钱。
Not to say that my family is not wealthy.
啊，你不要说我的文凭没有那么高。
Not to say that your qualification is not high.
啊，上帝要使用你的话，这些不需要的了。
Now, if God wants to use you, all those are not necessary.
最重要的事情什么呢？
What's more important is
上帝要使用你。
God wants to use you.
上帝让你成为上帝的军队。
God wants to make you as His army.
上帝让你成为上帝的军人，天国的军队的话，怎么样呢？万事都 OK 了。
When He makes you as your heavenly army, then everything will be fine.
啊。那么这一句话的意思是什么呢
Now, what does it mean here?
人生是属灵征战的意思
Now, life is a spiritual warfare.
啊，如果在我们的人生里面没有发生征战的话，为什么用军队来说明我们的身份呢
If there is no spiritual warfare on earth, then why does he use army on our identity?
是我们是上帝的军队的意思是什么呢人生是属灵征战。
Now, if we are the army of God, then that means life is a spiritual warfare.
你一定要明白现在发生了属灵征战。
Now, we have to understand that there is a spiritual warfare that's going on.
现在你的肉眼看不到恶者你啊。
Now, your fleshly eyes cannot see these evil ones.
现在你的肉眼看不到恶者的这个恶势力的军队而立、啊、
Now your fleshly eyes cannot see the armies of this evil dominions、
啊、其实在这边怎么样呢善良的、啊、这个什么军队和、啊、这个邪恶的军队之间发生了征战
But in fact actually there is a warfare between the good angels and the evil angels
虽然用你的想法看法来生活没什么用的
So if you use your opinions and you still live your life it's no use
竟然醒过来
So wake up
真的醒过来
Really wake up
你认为努力读书努力做工可以得胜不要想错
If you think that you can study hard and work hard then you can be victorious don't think wrongly
用你的文凭用你的成绩来无法捆绑恶者
Your qualifications and results cannot bind the evil ones、
啊、看第二节请凡我所吩咐你的你都要说你的哥哥亚伦要对法老说容以色列人出、啊、他的地、嗯、好这个现在意思什么呢现在恶势力、啊、一直攻击我们
Now the evil ones evil dominions keep attacking us、
啊、要捆绑我们
And you want to bind us
你一定要脱离这个恶势力
Now we need to depart away from this evil dominion
你不要脱离这个恶势力的话你的努力你的文凭无法、啊、这个、啊、得胜了
If you don't want to depart then our qualifications our result will not be victorious、
啊、看第三节
Verse 3、
啊、第三节啊、我要使法老的心刚硬也要、哦、在埃及地多行神迹奇事恶势力呢、啊、不会容易放过你啊
Now the evil dominion is not going to let you off easily、
啊、他也想方法骗你
He's going to think of ways to deceive you
他唯一的方法是怎么骗你
And the only way is to cheat you、
啊、看第四节
Verse 4.
但法老、哦、必不听你们我要伸手重重的、惩罚埃及将我的军队以色列民从埃及地领出来
But Pharaoh will not heed you so that I may lay my hands on Egypt and bring my armies and my people the children of Israel out of the land of Egypt by great judgments
现在我们的上帝向你说什么话呢
Now what is God talking to you now
我们的上帝向你说你是我的军队
Now God is telling you that you are my army
一定要明白你是上帝的军队
Understand that I am the army of God
上帝 要透过你来打死恶势力。
And God wants to use you to defeat these evil dominions.
啊，为什么呢
？Why so？
因为人生是属灵征战嘛。
Because our life is a spiritual warfare.
但是信主过后也是为什么不信我们的人生是属灵征战
？But after believing the Lord, but why do you not believe that life is a spiritual warfare？
为什么信主过后也你认为你？这个靠着你的文凭、你的努力、你的计划来能够捆绑恶者，为什么这样想呢
？So even think that using your results and qualification to bind the evil ones.
啊，为什么吃的不好呢
？Why do you eat not so well？
为什么喝的不好呢
？Why do you drink not so well？
为什么穿的不好呢
？Why do you wear not so well？
因为你的环境不好。
Because your conditions are bad.
不是的了。
No.
恶者拿走了。你的丰盛。
Now the evil one took away your abundance.
恶者拿走了你的钱。
The evil one took away your money.
恶者拿走了你的健康。
He took away your health.
要明白人生是属灵征战。
Now we gotta understand that life is a spiritual warfare.
啊，真的是这样吗
？Now is that true?
啊，看第五节。
Now verse five.
第五节，请我伸手攻击埃及，将以色列人从他们中间领出来的时候，埃及人就要知道我是耶和华。
And the Egyptians shall know that I am the Lord when I stretch out my hands on Egypt and bring out the children of Israel from among them.
啊，你看第五节那么清楚地告诉我们，靠着你的文凭，靠着你的努力，靠着你的工作来能够得胜吗？
In verse 5 tells us very clearly, relying on our results, our work, our job, can we really be victorious?
如果我们的上帝不要帮你打仗的话，你没有方法得胜。
Now, if God don't want to wage warfare for you, there is no way you can be victorious.
我们的上帝亲自出战，然后呢，打死这个埃及，打死魔鬼的时候，你才能得胜。
And when God come out to fight for you, that's the time when you can defeat these enemies and evil ones.
任何人也没有能力能够打死魔鬼。
Nobody can overcome these evil ones.
只有我们的上帝。
Only God.
我们的上帝不要出战的话，你死定了。
And if God don't want to come out, you'll be finished.
所以呢，今天我们一定要明白，我们怎么做，我们的上帝才能。帮我出战呢
Now today understand how should we do so that God can fight for us
你自己我要出战
If I want to fight myself
我告诉你你没有这个能力
You don't have this ability
真的没有这个能力
You really don't have this ability
透过这样的经文我一定要明白这人生是什么样的
Through the scriptures we have to understand what it's like
我们不明白这个人生是属灵征战的话只是很忙的来生活
And so if you don't know life as a spiritual warfare you'll be very busy with life
很多人认为努力做工努力忙的话能够得胜
And people think that being busy then you can become successful
所以很多的人呢比较看重着急的事情
And so people actually take regards in things that need to be done
当然我们在这边生活的时候有两种事情了
On earth when we're living there's two matters
一个事情是很着急的事情
And the first matter is things that is need to be done in a rush
另一个事情是很重要的事情
And second thing is things that is done very importantly
但是在这边呢有差不多100%的人呢先处理着急的事情
And here 100% of the people will deal with the things that is to be done in a rush
不要了
We shouldn't do that
先处理重要的事情
We should deal with what is more important
虽然我们一定要明白最重要的事情是什么
We have to understand what is more important in our life
在我们的人生里面重要的事情是什么
What is the most important thing in our life
不是先处理着急的事情
Not to deal with the things that is in a rush
现在明天有考试
For example, tomorrow have
an exam 当然这个是很着急的事情了
That is something that is in a rush, right?
发生了什么事情
Something happened
这个是着急的事情了
It's something that you need to be dealt with
但是重要的事情是什么呢
But what is the most important thing?
重要的事情是得到永生
Most important is to receive eternal life
你一定要得到上帝的荣耀上帝的权柄上帝的能力这个是在我们的人生里面最重要的事情
Now we need to receive the glory the authority and the power of God This is the most important thing in our life
因为如果你没有得到永生
Now if you don't have the eternal life
你没有得到上帝的荣耀上帝的权柄上帝的能力的话最后呢虽然现在你好好处理了着急的事情，但是最后呢，你一定会灭亡。
And so, if we don't have the glory, the power, and authority of God, even so, we deal with what is more important to be dealt with right now. In the end, we'll perish.
得到永生的人才能永远长存。
And people that have eternal life will live forever.
一定要明白，人生是永远的。
Now we have to understand that life is eternal.
就是永远生活在天国里面吗？或者是永远生活在地狱里面吗？这个理啊。
You know, living in the kingdom of God eternally or in hell eternally.
所以呢，无论做什么事情，我们先明白，在我们的人生里面最重要的事情是什么。
No matter what, understand what is the most important thing we have to do in our life.
不是很着急的事情是什么?
Not things that need to be done in a rush.
如果明白这一点的话,
As we understand this, we have to understand the word of God.
因为我们照着神的话，照着上帝的旨意来生活的时候，才能得到永生。
Because as we live by the word of God and the will of God, that's how we receive eternal life.
或者是才能得胜了。
Or even to be victorious.
不要以为靠着你的文凭，靠着你的努力，靠着你的能力，靠着你的计划来能够胜过这个恶势力。
And now don't think that by your own diligence, your own efforts and strengths, you can overcome this evil dominion.
圣经特别这个是出埃及第七章第五节告诉我们说，上帝不要出战的话，你没有能力能够打死这个恶势力。
And here the scripture says that if God don't want to come out to fight for you, you will not be able to overcome the enemy.
所以呢，今天呢，我们一定要明白的很重要。
Today, the most important thing that we have to understand is that the battle belongs to the Lord.
由你来不能胜战。
There is no way that you can succeed the battle. Now understand that the battle belongs to the Lord Jesus.
所以耶稣不要帮助你的话，你无法得胜。
And if Jesus don't want to help you, there is no way that you can win the battle.
我们看看一下撒母耳记上。
First Samuel.
第17章。
17:45-47.
撒母耳记上第17章。 45节到第47节，请大卫对非利士人说：“你来攻击我，是靠着刀枪和铜在吗？我来攻击你是靠着万军之耶和华的名，就是你所怒骂带领以色列军队的神。”
And verse 45, then David said to the Philistines, You come with to me with a sword, and with a spear, and with a javelin, but I come to you in the name of the Lord of hosts, the God of armies of the Israel whom you have defied.
我们在这边生活的时候会面对很多很多着急的事情。
As we're living here on earth, we face with different things that we need to do in a rush.
那时我们说, 好好敬拜我们的上帝。
And so at that time we say that properly worship the Lord.
好好祷告。
Properly pray.
这是好好处理我们里面的毒根，我们里面的这个创伤。
Deal with the bitter roots and the hurts inside of us.
这样做的话会得胜。
And that's how we can be victorious.
这样的话很多人嗤笑你。
Many people will laugh at you.
不是吗？
Right?
因为他不懂人生是属灵征战的缘故。
Because they don't know that life is a spiritual warfare.
什么时候恶灵能够支配你?
Now, when will the evil spirit dominate you?
什么时候我们的上帝能够出战呢?
And when will God fight for you?
要明白这一点。
Now, we have to understand this point.
看第46节。
46.
今日耶和华必将你交在我手里，我必杀你，斩你的头，又将非利士军兵的尸首给空中的飞鸟、地上的野兽吃，使普天下的人都知道以色列中有神。 第47节，又使这众人知道耶和华使人得胜。 不是用刀用枪，因为征战的胜败全在乎耶和华，他必将你们交在我们手里。
46, this day the Lord will deliver you into my hand, and I will strike you and take your head from you. And this day I will give the carcasses of the camps of the Philistines to the birds of the air and the wild beasts of the earth, that all the earth may know that there is God in Israel. Then all this assembly shall know that the Lord does not save with sword and spear, for the battle is the Lord's, and he will give you into our hands.
你看那么清楚地告诉我们说，征战是属于我们主耶稣基督的。
Now the word says really clear that the battle belongs to our Lord Jesus.
那么意思说，我们的主耶稣没有不要帮你出战的话，你没有方法得胜。
And if the Lord Jesus doesn't want to fight for you, there's no way you can be victorious.
但是我们信主那么久，但是也还不明白人生是属灵征战。
Now as believers, we don't know that life is a spiritual warfare.
结果没有看重我们的上帝。
And therefore, we never take regard for
没有那么集中。
God. We never focus in worship.
没有集中在学习神话语那边。
We never focus in studying the word of God.
我们的上帝不要把你的敌人交给你的手中的话，你无法捆绑他们了。
And if our God never put these enemies onto your hand, there's no way that you can bind them.
不要说我是很厉害的。
Don't say that you are capable.
真的是你不信吗？
Are you really incapable?
今天我们看看一下大卫跟 这个哥利亚比较的话，大卫哪一个地方比哥利亚好呢？
As we see David and Goliath fight, we look at how good is David compared to Goliath.
啊，这个身高来比较一下。
What about the height we compare?
啊，哥利亚是275，差不多200，有些人说295公分高的了。
And so some people say that Goliath is about 2.75 to 2.9 meters tall.
啊，他用的矛嘛，矛。的那个重量呢差不多80公斤重的了。
The weight of that spear that he used is about 80 kg.
他穿的甲衣呢？
What about the armor that he put on?
也是几十公斤的了。
It's about a few kg.
还有他用刀的那个姿势，这个用手来抓的那个部分不要算这个那个什么刀片。不要算，就是用那边也是已经是差不多八公斤了。
And if you just want to count the sword, just the holder, the handle of the sword, it's about 8 kg already.
那么大卫呢？
What about David then?
这是16岁的少年人了。
David's about 16 years old, a young teen.
他有什么武器呢？
And what weapon?
也没有什么武器了。
He never had weapons.
也不要带武器了。
He didn't carry any weapons.
因为给他武器是不能用的了。
He gave him weapon, he also cannot use.
因为他没有那么高。
He's not tall.
没有那么壮。
He's not strong.
所以呢，也不能穿甲衣。
He cannot put on the armor.
你自己想想看，大卫为什么能够打死这个哥利亚呢？
So think about that. How can David defeat Goliath?
因为比哥利亚很强的缘故吗？
Is it because he's more stronger than Goliath?
不是的了。
That's not.
我们也是一样的了。
Same for us.
你在这边生活的时候，我们周围有很多多的强敌。
Now if you live on earth, there is a lot of the strong opponents against us.
比你很厉害的那么多。
There are people that are greater and mightier than you.
我知道你是很聪明的。
And I know that you're smart.
我知道你是很厉害的。
And I know that you are very powerful.
那么犹太人也说我们是很厉害的。
Now the Jews think that they are very good.
我们是几乎背起来这个圣经。
And they memorize the whole scriptures.
我们是圣经的专家。
And they are the expert of the Bible.
我们是神学博士来的。
They are like theologians and professors.
但是耶稣向他们说什么话呢？
What did Jesus told them?
你们是撒旦的孩子。
Now you are the children of Satan.
你们是撒旦的孩子吗？
You are the children of Satan.
为什么你们是撒旦的孩子们呢？
Why are you the children of Satan?
为什么他们自己认为我懂圣经？
Because they think that they know the Bible.
我是很厉害的。
And they are good.
我是祭司长。
And they are the head priest.
今天我们来讲说我是牧师。
Today, in
today, 我是神学博士。
Contact, it's like I'm pastor. I'm a professor.
我比别人很有钱。
And I'm wealthier than the others.
我是很聪明的。
And I'm smart.
但是耶稣说你们是撒旦的孩子吗？
Jesus said that you are the children of Satan.
为什么？
Why?
因为你们是说撒谎话的。
Because you are liars.
我们已经说了，圣经讲的撒谎话的是什么意思呢？
We talk about what the liar means.
里面没有神的话，没有真理的意思了。
It doesn't have the word of God. It doesn't have the truth inside of them.
如果你虽然你是很聪明的，
Now although that you are really smart,
你拿到了博士学位，
and you have a doctorate,
你很厉害了，
and you are really capable,
现在你社会上的地位也很高，
and you have a high social status,
但是你里面没有神的话，
but there is no word of God inside of you.
你里面没有真理，
if there is no truth inside of you,
那么你是谁呢？
Then who are you then?
你是撒旦的孩子。
You are just a child of Satan.
意思说撒旦有权利能够支配你啊。
Let me say that Satan has the right to dominate you.
意思说看起来不错。
It seems good on the outside.
但是最后跟撒旦一起灭亡的意思。
And ultimately, he will perish together with Satan.
马太福音25:41的内容嘛。
Matthew 25:41, the content inside.
真的，我们一定要明白，人生是属灵征战。
Now we have to understand that life is a spiritual warfare.
所以呢，你里面没有神的话，你没有照着真理来生活的话，你在这边得到的、成就的都是白费的了。
And therefore, without the word of God and the truth of God inside of us to live, all this are meaningless.
我们遵这个靠着神的话来生活，顺从神的话来生活的时候，才能得胜。
Relying the word of God to live and obeying the word of God to live, that's how we can become victorious.
这就是约翰一书第二章第三节到第五节的内容。
That's in 1 John chapter 5 verse 3 to 5.
所以现在大卫的成功在哪里呢？
And what is the success of David?
那么今天你的成功在哪里呢？
What is your success then?
这是用功用功。
Are you striving hard?
努力做工。
You know, diligently working.
然后得到很漂亮的女孩子。
And then you got a really pretty woman.
然后结婚了。
And then you got married.
但是生孩子的时候跟太太不一样。
And then when you give birth to the child, you're different from your wife.
因为她整容过的了。
Because she got cosmetic surgery.
因为他整容嘛。
So the child will be different.
所以上次有一个新加坡的男人是上法庭嘛。
There was a person that went to court.
他认为是这个女孩子是很漂亮的。
And he assumed that this woman is very pretty.
结果呢，跟他生孩这个是怎么结婚生孩子呢
？And so they got married and have a kid.
但后来，这个自己的孩子跟这个。妈妈完全不一样。
But yeah, the kid was so unlike the wife.
没有那么帅，没有那么漂亮。
Not so handsome, not so pretty.
所以呢，问这个太太，后来知道了这个太太呢整容了。
And so asked the wife, then the wife actually had the cosmetic surgery.
所以他，你骗我了。
And so he think that the wife deceived him.
结果呢，上次我们看报纸的时候，他们上法庭了嘛。
And so they went to court because.
那么结果呢？结果没有看到。
And we'll see the result.
结论是什么呢
？What's the result of that?
不知道吗？就是看了那个报纸里，啊，真的是可笑的了。
So it's funny.
大卫为什么得胜了
？And so how did David become successful?
今天你怎么做能够得胜呢
？And how can he do to become victorious?
要明白征战是属于我们主耶稣基督的。
Now we understand that the battle belongs to the Lord.
那么意思说，我们的只有我们的主耶稣才是伟大的了。
In other words, only our Lord Jesus is the greatest.
那么意思说，只有我们的主耶稣才能捆绑这个恶者了。
Only Jesus can bind these evil dominions.
所以我们要明白这个我们的上帝。
And therefore, we need to know our God.
我们一定要明白。上帝的品性
We need to know the characteristic of our God.
我们一定要明白这个上帝的属性
And to know the nature of our God.
那么约翰福音第十七章第三节告诉我们说我们明白上帝明白上帝的属性明白上帝的品性的时候我们的上帝呢才能与你同在同行才能怎么样呢帮你出战
And John chapter 17 verse 3 says when we know the characteristic and the nature of God that's the way how God can walk together with us and to fight for us.
无论怎么样我刚刚也没有说了嘛虽然我们信主都是从传统或者是我们的文化来看所有的事情
And although that we are believers but a lot of time we look at matters based on our traditions and as well as our social perspective
你不敢相信的话跟你的朋友们这个沟通看看
You know, if not, you can communicate with your friends and try
很多的时候发现到他的观念他的思想里面有佛教的思想
And when you look at their perspective it's filled with Buddhism
道教的思想
or Taoism
或者是社会主义的思想
or perhaps like socialism
或者是这个市场的想法看法
or just the worldly opinions and views
几乎不是从圣经的眼光来看事情
it's definitely not from the biblical perspective to look at things
所以今天我们一定要明白我们的上帝是什么样的神
and so today we have to understand what kind of God is our God
我们一定要明白上帝的属性上帝的品性
to understand the characteristic and the nature of our God
那是我们的上帝才能与我们同在同行才能帮我们出战。
That's the way how God can walk together with us and to fight for us.
所以呢，集中在上帝的旨意那边。
So we gotta focus at the will of God.
集中在神的话那边。
Focus at the word of God.
集中在神的诫命那边了。
And to focus at the commandments of God.
然后我顺从上帝的旨意、上帝的话、上帝的诫命那边。
And then submit ourselves to the word, to the commandments, and as well as the will of God.
我们这样来生活的时候，我们的上帝呢，帮你出战。
As we live that way, God will fight for us.
不要靠着你的努力能力来这个出战。
Now, do not rely on your own diligence and effort to fight.
可能你觉得很厉害。
You may think that you are capable.
但是最后呢，你不能胜过恶者。
And ultimately, you cannot overcome these evil ones.
一定要明白这个，你这个人类所有的事情背后有恶势力。
You gotta understand behind all mankind's events, behind there's evil ones.
所以你不要集中在神的话那边，不要集中在上帝的旨意那边，不要集中在上帝的诫命那边的话，怎么样呢？恶者有权利可以支配你啊
And so if you don't want to focus in the will, the word and the commandments of God, the devil have a way to dominate over you
这就是罗马书第六章第十六节的意思了
This is in Romans chapter 6 verse 16
所以呢再来讲人生是属灵征战
And I say again, life is a spiritual warfare
那么也要明白到底今天我们的问题是什么
Now we also have to understand what is the problem with our life
很多人只是考虑自己的信心
Many people only consider their own faith
很多人只是考虑现象
or to even consider phenomena
或者是很多人只是考虑敌人的情况
or to consider the evil the enemy's conditions
但是我们这样来生活的话你知道吗会加强恶势力
No, as we live that way that's how we actually put in more efforts into this evil dominions
我对这个事情那边是专家
For example, I'm an expert in this area
所以呢我的知识来看的话我的经验来看的话我百分之百保障
By knowledge and by experience, I 100% guarantee it this way.
你靠着你自己的信心。
Now, if you rely on your own faith,
啊，你自己啊，很聪明，结果呢，你自己分析这个情况。
And so you're really smart, and so you analyze the situation yourself.
你自己这个很聪明的缘故，你用你的知识，用你的经验来好好分析这个敌人的情况。
And so based on your knowledge and your experience to analyze the situations and as well as your enemy's condition.
啊，这样来生活的话，可能很多人赞美你啊。
Now, as you do this, people may praise you for that.
因为他们也都相信你的知识。
People may believe in your knowledge.
啊，他们也都相信你的经验。
But they may believe in your experience.
啊，你因为你是很聪明的嘛。
Because you are a smart person.
因为你是很厉害的嘛。
And you are capable.
但是圣经告诉我们说，我们这样来生活的话，反而加强。魔鬼的能力了。
The Bible says that if we do this way, we are giving strength to the evil ones.
啊，看一下。约书亚记第六章
Let's see, Joshua chapter 6
18节
18
约书亚记第六章18节好至于你们务要谨慎不可取那当灭的物恐怕你们取了那当灭的物就连累以色列的全灵使全灵受咒诅
And you, by all means, abstain from the accursed things, lest you become accursed when you take all the accursed things and make the camp of Israel accursed and trouble it.
啊，你们等一下攻打这个耶利哥城。
In a short while, you're going to fight Jericho city.
啊，你们一定会这个成功。
And you will succeed in it.
你完全攻打耶利哥城过后呢？耶利哥城里面任何东西不要碰。
If you defeat Jericho City, do not touch anything in the city of Jericho.
耶利哥城那边你们拿到的所有的东西都献给我们的上帝。
And all the possession that you receive from Jericho City, offer it to God.
全部奉献。
All of it, offer to God.
这里的不可取那当的这个那什么灭物这个的意思是什么？全部奉献的意思了。
It means here to say that, you know, by all means, abstain from all accursed things means that everything you have to offer to God.
啊，这里的全部奉献是什么意思呢
？What does it mean by offering to God all?
啊，完全相信的意思。
So totally believe in Him.
这个完全相信是什么意思呢
？What does it mean by totally believe in Him?
彻底的死的意思。
To totally put to death yourself.
完全奉献是什么意思呢
？To offer totally means
彻底的相信神的话。
To totally believe in the word of God.
那么我相信神的话是什么意思呢？
What I believe in the word of God means
彻底的杀掉我的传统我的想法我的看法的意思
To put to death my own traditions my opinions and views
所以我这一来讲完全奉献
Now I say completely offer
完全相信
Completely believe
彻底的杀掉老我
To completely put to death our old self
同一个意思
It's the same meaning
我们的上帝这样讲了
Now that's what God says
你彻底的相信这个什么彻底的相信我告诉你们的话
And so believe in what I've told you
不要提出你自己的想法看法。
Do not raise your own opinions.
彻底的杀掉你的想法看法。
But to put to death all your thinkings and opinions.
我们的上帝很清楚这样告诉我们了。
Now God says very clearly here.
然后再到了第七章第一节到第五节。
And chapter 7 verse 1 to 5.
但是以色列人怎么做呢
？What did the Israelites do?
第七章第一节到第五节。
Verse 1 to 5.
第七章第一节到第五节。请以色列人当在当灭的物上犯了罪他们上帝说一定要全部奉献吗或者是彻底的相信神的话吗或者是彻底的把你的想法看法放下来吗但是呢以色列人怎么做呢因为犹大支派中谢拉的曾孙孙这个撒底的孙子加米的儿子亚干取了当灭的物耶和华的怒气就向以色列人发作的而且当下约书亚从耶利哥打发人往伯特利东边靠近亚伯稳的埃城这个去吩咐他们说你们上去窥探那地他们就上去窥探埃城看第三节他们回到约书亚那里对他说众民不必都上去只要 这什么二三千人上去就能攻取埃城，不必劳累，这个众民都去，因为那里的人少。哦，第四节，于是民众约有三千人上那里去，竟在埃城人面前逃跑了。埃城的人击杀了他们36个人，从城门前追赶他们，直到四八零，在下坡杀败他们，众民的心就消化如水。
And verse 1, but the children of Israel committed a trespass regarding the accursed things, which means, doesn't mean to really offer to God every single thing. But Achan, the son of Carmi, the son of Cardi, and the son of Zerah, of the tribe of Judah, took off the accursed thing. So the anger of the Lord burned against the children of Israel. Now Joshua sent men from Jericho to Ai, which is beside Beth Avent, on the east side of Bethel, and spoke to them, saying, Go up and spy out the country. So the men went up and spied on Ai, and they returned to Joshua and said to him, Do not let all the people go up, but let about 2,000 to 3,000 people, men, go up and attack Ai. Do not weary all the people there, for the people of Ai are few. So about 3,000 men went up there from the people, but they fled before the men of Ai.And the man of Ai struck down about 36 men, for they chased them from before the gate as far as Cherubim, and struck them down on the distance. Therefore, the hearts of the people melted and became like water.
因为我们的上帝已经很清楚告诉我们说，你们不可取当这什么那当灭的物。
Now the Lord says, by all means, abstain from the accursed things.
意思说你们完全奉献。
Which means to offer totally.
意思说你们 totally 相信神的话。
To totally believe in the word.
意思说你们绝对不要用你们人的想法看法。
Do not use man's thinkings and opinions.
但是呢，耶稣亚呢没有问了。
But Joshua never asked.
没有问上帝。
Did not ask God.
可能。透过自己的知识，透过自己的经验来判断了。
By his own knowledge and experience, he judged the matters.
然后看看了现况。
And then he looked at the situation.
也查看这个敌人的情况。
And so he studied the enemy's conditions.
不对呀。
And that's wrong.
那么上帝的做法呢？
Now the ways of God.
我们看看一下约书亚记第八章。
Let's look at Joshua chapter 8.
第一节到第二节。
Verse 1 to 2.
约书亚记第八章第一节到第二节，请耶和华对约书亚说：“不要惧怕，也不要惊慌，你起来率领一切兵丁上埃城去。”
Now the Lord said to Joshua, "Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed. Take all the people of war with you. Arise and go to Ai."
自己查看了这个情况。
Now after they study the situation,
自己查看了这个敌人的情况。
After they study the enemy's condition,
然后透过他的知识，他的那个什么经验来判断了啊，这个三千个人够了。
Based on his knowledge and experience, then he judged, 3,000 people will be enough.
但是上帝的做法呢？
Now what about the ways of men?
你率领一切兵丁。
Now take all the people of war with you.
不是三千个人。
It's not 3,000.
以色列里面的所有的军队了。
Now all the people that belong to Israel.
看第接下来请我以。已经把埃城的王和他的民、他的城并他的地都交在他你手里。第二节，你怎样待耶利哥和耶利哥的王，也当照样待埃城和埃城的王，只是城内所夺的财物和牲畜，你们可以取为自己的掠物。你要在。从后设下伏兵。
And see, I have given into your hands the king of Ai, his people, his city, and his land. And you shall do to Ai and its king as you did to Jericho and its king. Only its spoil and its cattle you shall take as booty for yourself, lay an ambush for the city behind it.
你们通通杀那边的人。
Now you should kill all the people there.
但是不要杀动物。
But do not kill the animals.
你们把这个动物。都带回家了。
Now you can bring this animal, this livestock back home.
一定要听神的话了。
And we can listen to the word of God.
不要用你的知识，不要用你的经验来分析判断。
Not to use your own knowledge and experience to judge the matters.
然后你自己不要分析敌人的情况，还有现在的情况。
And don't analyze based on yourself the enemy's conditions and current situation.
还有上帝说这个设下伏兵。
Now God says here, lay an ambush.
就是 听神的话是很重要的。
And so listening to the word of God is important.
啊，你看什么时候我们的上帝跟约书亚才沟通呢？
When will God speak to Joshua?
因为他现在亚干犯了罪了。
Right now, Achan he has committed a sin.
所以处理好了亚干的问题。
And so he dealt with Achan's problem.
那是我们的上帝才出面了。
And that's the time when God will show himself.
那么意思是什么呢？
Now that means to say,
我们什么算是我们的武器呢？
What is our weapon?
啊，我刚刚说了，不要用自己的知识，不要用自己的经验来啊。判断现在的情况，或者是不要分析敌人的情况，然后自己决定可以不可以，你不要这样做。
And so I say, do not use your own knowledge and experience to judge the matter or to analyze the enemy conditions and the situation. Don't do this kind of things.
啊，第二个是一定要处理我们里面的创伤，我们里面的毒根。
And the second thing is that we have to deal with the hurts and the bitter root that is inside of us.
啊，你没有处理你里面的创伤，你里面的毒根的话，怎么样呢？我们的上帝呢，不会告诉你他的做法，他的想法看法。
And if we don't want to deal with the hurts and the bitter roots inside of us, there's no way that God will tell you His ways and how it's going to work.
啊，真的醒过来好吧？
So we have to wake up.
那么我听了有一个牧师的见证。
I heard a testimony from a pastor.
那么最近他住在 Netherlands， 这个荷兰嘛，荷兰 Netherlands 是荷兰。
Recently, he stayed in Netherlands.
他是以前是做生意的了。
He was a businessman.
啊，他的生意是从这个小店来开始。
And it started from a small provisional shop.
啊，但是上帝祝福他了。
But it got blessed him.
啊，结果呢，他最后变成这个那么大的商人。
And then he became an entrepreneur.
能够掌握这个 Europe 的整个市场。
A businessman that can hold the Europe market.
啊，当然现在他变成牧师了。
And of course now he became a pastor.
啊，他赚了很多的钱。
And so he earns a lot. 啊，
然后他为了上帝来做所有的事情。
And for God he has does all things.
所以呢，他买了一个 hotel，
and he bought a hotel。
啊，然后这个第一层是做这个教堂。
The first level is to be a church。
第二楼、第三楼等等是都变成一个 guest house， 都帮助那么经过那边都很多的旅客等等。
And the second level, third level is all the guest house。
啊，要帮助穷人。
And he also helped the poor。
所以呢，他买了 hotel。
And so he bought hotel。
那么他买 hotel 的时候呢？把所有的他所拥有的所有的钱投入在那边。
And so when he buy the hotel, he invested all his money in the hotels.
但是银行不要贷款给他。
But the bank don't want to give him any loan.
那么我不晓得他的见证是这样的，那么银行不要贷款给他的话，他投资的所有的费用变成 zero 了。
And so if the bank don't want to give him any single loan, then all the investment that he puts in will become zero.
因为那个牧师是韩国人。
Because the pastor is a Korean. 所以
这个银行考虑很多的东西，然后我们不要冒险，所以我们不敢这个贷款给你，这样。
And so the bank
控制他了。
The bank considered a lot of requirements, and therefore the bank don't want to give him any loan. That's why he stopped.
所以他赚的所有的钱都投资在那个 hotel 那边。
And so all his money he has invested in these hotels.
万一不能拿到这个贷款的话，他投资的变成 zero 了，零蛋了。
If you never receive the loan, then everything that you've invested will become zero.
啊，所以呢，这个太太也开始哭了。
And so the wife started crying.
啊，为什么上帝不爱我们呢？
Why did God not love us?
啊，我们为了上帝的国来这样安排了。
You know, we have arranged this for the kingdom of God.
啊，这样的话应该祝福我们才对。
He should bless us.
啊，但是发生了这样的事。
But yet such a thing happened.
啊，但是突然这个牧师突然站起来。
Suddenly this pastor stood up.
然后开始唱歌。
And he started to sing praises.
今朝乃是昨天。哦，他一直唱歌。
And so he started singing and singing.
所以师母很生气了。
And so the wife got very angry.
哎，这样的情况下你可以唱歌吗？
This condition you can sing?
你是不是疯狂了？
Are you crazy?
哎，无论怎么样，不管给予祝福我们的也是上帝，拿走的也是上帝。
No matter what, it's like the one that take away and the one that give, it's the Lord the same.
说变成零单也没关系，我们变成零单都要从零再来开始咯。
It's okay even if it becomes zero, we'll start from zero again.
所以我们都感谢赞美才对啊。
And all we should do is to give thanks and to praise God.
啊，所以牧师紧张后开始唱歌了。
And so the pastor started to sing.
啊，师母也觉得哦有道理。 합니?
And so the wife thought that, yeah, that's point.
잔치라, 이제 잔거, 진짜.
And so the wife stood up and sang together.
이제 잔거로.
And so they sang together.
나눠쓰이러.
And then they went to sleep.
那么当我的, 隔一天的早上,
and the next day morning,
银行联络, 他们说, 我们可以贷款给你们。
The bank contacted them and said that we can give you the loan.
他的见证是什么呢?
And his testimony is this.
不要用我的知识，我用我的经验来分析判断什么东西。
Don't base on my knowledge and experience to judge things.
看起来这个敌人的数目呢没有那么多，所以呢，可能我用这个50%可以的，不要你自己这样想。
And perhaps enemy is not so much, so perhaps it's 50% of it.
最重要是听神的话。
But what's more important is to listen to what God says.
他虽然这个发生了这样的事。
Although this kind of thing happened, but he believed in what's mentioned in Psalms
149.
And then he said, as you sing praise and worship, the Lord will bind the enemies. Now understand, life is a spiritual warfare. Now even the God is testing his faith.
我们的可能他最后做见证的内容是什么？可能我们的上帝看看我有没有贪心。
Perhaps God is testing whether is there greed in me.
那么上帝用这种的方式来。 看看了他真的有完全杀掉他里面的贪心吗?
And perhaps God used such a way to see whether is has he eradicated all greed inside of himself.
上帝用这样的方式考验他, 然后他及格了。
And so God tested him in such a way and he passed.
结果呢，我们的上帝奉献的给他更多更多的财产。
And so God was rested and he gave him even more inheritance.
所以呢，现在那个牧师帮助很多很多的宣教机构等等。
And so the pastor is helping a lot of this kind of missionaries and missionaries.
真的人生是属灵征战。
And so life is a spiritual warfare.
这是听神的话了。
Now we just need to listen to the word of God.
不要以为你的努力、你的文凭、你的知识、你的计划来能够捆绑这个恶势力。
And don't think that your own thinkings, your own qualifications and skill can bind these enemies.
如果你要这样做的话，我刚刚也没有说嘛，反而会加强。
That if we really want to do this, this only gives strength to the enemies.
你看四世纪第三章,
Judges number 4.
12节到第13节,
12 to 13.
四世纪第十这个三章,
chapter 3.
三章,
Judges
四世纪第三章。 第12节到第13节。以色列人又行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。 耶和华就使摩押王以基伦抢胜攻击以色列人。
And verse 12, and the children of Israel did evil in the sight of the Lord, so the Lord strengthened Eglon king of Moab against Israel because they have done evil in the sight of the Lord.
你看现在摩押王以基伦的能力变大了。
Now Eglon the king of Moab was strengthened.
为什么这个摩押的这个以基伦王的能力变大呢?
Why did the Eglon, the king of Moab, become strengthened in power?
因为以色列人犯了罪了。
Because the children of Israel, they have sinned.
这是很重要的经文。
This is a very important scripture here.
你犯了罪的话，怎么样呢? 你里面有罪的话, 反而会加强魔鬼的能力。
Now, if we sin against God, this is a way how we strengthen the power of the enemies.
真的，我们基督徒呢，一定多理解这个属灵征战。
Now, we Christians have to understand the spiritual warfare.
这里的罪是什么意思呢?
Now, here sin means
照着你的知识、你的经验、你的努力、你的分析来处理事情，这就是这里讲的。
To deal with things according to knowledge, experience, your own analysis, this is the meaning of sin here.
特别是什么样的罪呢?
Especially what kind of sin?
这里的罪呢，我们看这个原文的话 ，attack.
In original text, it's called attack.
A-T-A-K, attack.
It's A-T-A-K, attack.
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 是什么意思呢?
What does it mean here?
骄傲。 轻慢的意思
means pride and arrogant.
我们看诗篇第31篇
Psalm 31, let's see
18节 在那边 这里讲的罪这里讲的 attack 出现在那边
And here's seen attack appear at the same Psalms here
attack attack
attack
attack 第18节
verse 18
18节 attack 可是什么的情？那撒谎的人曾骄傲轻慢，出狂妄的话攻击义人，愿他的嘴哑而无言。
Let the lying lips be put to silence, which speak insolent things proudly and contemptuously against the righteous.
啊，我们已经说了，圣经讲的撒谎的意思是，里面没有神的话，没有这个什么这个真理的意思了。
The Bible talk about the lying lips refers to there is no word of God and no truth inside.
啊，现在这里说曾骄傲轻慢是什么意思
？And yet talk about proudly and contemptuous.
啊，他们说我是很厉害的。
And so they say that they are great.
啊，我的知识是很准的。
I have very good knowledge.
我的经验是很丰富的。
I have rich experience.
所以呢，透过我的知识、我的经验、我的努力、我的分析来看的话，应该这样处理才对。
By my knowledge, experience, my own efforts, and my own analysis, this is a way how you should be dealing with this matter.
啊，这就是叫圣经说，这就是阿塔克，这就是啊罪，这就是骄傲的罪。轻慢的罪了。
This is a sin. This is a sin mentioned in the Bible, attack, which means pride and arrogance.
然后随便攻击义人。
And they anyhow attack the righteous.
啊，你经常去教会的话，可以吃饭吗
？You go to church often. Can you eat?
那么崇拜可以保障你的饭碗吗
？Can the worship protect your rice?
不是的，你自己不要努力。
Because you don't want to strive hard.
你自己不要好好做计划。
Now you don't want to properly plan your life.
你自己没有好好读书。
You don't want to properly study.
不可能。
It's impossible.
啊，你自己才能保障你自己。
Now only you yourself can secure your own life.
现在你要去教会。
Now you want to go church right now?
那么你不怕法律吗
？You're not afraid of the law.
啊，你去这个做崇拜，万一被抓到的话怎么办
？If you do worship, what if you get caught?
啊，不要随便出狂妄的话来攻击义人。
And here says, speak contemptuously against the righteous.
那都是怎么样呢？用自己的知识、自己的经验、自己的这个努力等等来分析嘛。
And so they based on their knowledge, experience, your own diligence, and as well as analysis to.
圣经说这就是骄傲的罪、轻慢的罪，这就是阿塔克的罪。
The Bible says that this is called pride and as well as arrogance. This is attaku, which is sin.
啊，如果这样做的话，发生什么事情呢
？If you do that, what will happen to you?
看第二十三节
，verse 23
到第二十四节
，24。
啊，请耶和华的圣名呐、啊，你们都要爱他。耶和华保护诚实人啊啊，足足报应行事骄傲的人。第二十四节啊，凡仰望耶和华的人，你们都要壮胆。坚固你们的心。
Verse 23, O love the Lord, all you his saints, for the Lord preserves the faithful and fully repays the proud person. But be of good courage, and he shall strengthen your heart, all you who hope in the Lord.
如果你犯了骄傲或者是轻慢的罪的话，你死定了。
Now, if you have sinned in your pride and your arrogance, you are dead for
sure. 一定要明白人生是属灵征战。
Now, understand that life is a spiritual warfare.
你死定的意思是什么呢？恶者会过来攻击你。
If you're dead, that means to say that the evil ones will come and attack you.
意思说我们的上帝一定会审判你的意思。
In other words, God will send judgment on you.
那么骄傲轻慢是什么罪呢
？What is the sin of pride and arrogance？
啊，用自己的知识、用自己的经验、自己的分析、自己的努力来判断情况、敌人的情况等等来啊生活，这就是骄傲、轻慢的罪了。
And to judge the situations and the enemy conditions, to live your life based on your own knowledge, experience, diligence, and your own analysis.
啊，我们这样来生活的话，加强魔鬼的能力了。
That is the way how we can strengthen the enemy force.
结果呢，他过来严厉的攻击你。
And therefore, the enemy will come and he will attack you.
相信神的话了。
Let's believe in the word of God.
什么人能够得胜呢
？And who are the one that can be victorious?
这里说要壮胆坚固你们的心。
And here says strengthens your heart.
这里的壮胆坚固是什么意思呢
？What does it mean here? Strengthens your heart.
彻底的奉献。
We need to offer totally.
彻底的相信。
Completely believe in.
彻底的把自己的想法看法放下来。
To completely put down your own opinions and views.
单 装他听神的话了。
And to listen to the word with a simple heart.
这就是壮胆坚固的意思了。
It's the meaning of your good courage and strengthens your heart.
你看这个约书亚记第一章。
Joshua chapter 1.
第六节到第九节。
6 to 9.
在那边怎么说呢？
Was written there.
你们一定要占领迦南地。
You have to inherit the land of Canaan.
我已经把迦南地赐给你们了。
And I've given you this land of Canaan.
但是在迦南地里面有耶利哥城。
In the land of Canaan, there is Jericho City.
也有亚拿珠伦。
There's also Anakites.
这个275到300公分高的巨人。
They're about 2.75 meters to 3 meters tall.
他们那边也有马兵。
They have chariots.
也有弓手。
And they also have bowmen.
但是你们的军队呢，没有连一把刀子也没有拥有了。
But your army don't even have a weapon.
所以呢，以色列人受隔离的时候没有刀片，所以呢，他们用石头来这个什么受隔离了。
And so when the Israelites were doing the circumcisions, they used a flintstone instead of a weapon.
但是我们的上帝告诉他们说，你问这什么？要占领这个迦南地。
Now God told them that you have to inherit the land of Canaan.
然后我给你们非常非常厉害的一个武器。
And I'm going to give you a very powerful weapon.
什么武器呢？
What weapon is that?
壮胆坚固你们的心。
Yes, strong and good courage.
这个怎么算是武器呢？
Now how can this be a weapon?
那么这里的壮胆坚固你们的心是什么意思？
And here strong and good courage means
彻底的相信神的话了。
It's a totally believe the word.
上帝已经说了把这个迦南地给你们了。
Now God said that He has given you the Canaan.
不要疑惑了。
And don't doubt in that.
你不要说怎么这个没有武器了，没有刀子了，没有机关枪了，不要提出这些的意见了。
You raise your opinion. There is no sword. There is no knife. There is no machine guns.
没有这个战车，没有马没有战车，你不要提出这些的意见了。
There is no like chariots and horsemen.
已经说了吗？上帝给我们的武器是什么？
Now we have talked about this. What is the weapon of God?
第一个是相信神的话了。
The first is to believe in the word of God.
第二个是什么呢？
Number two is
好好处理我们里面的创伤，我们里面的毒关，我们里面的这个自己的想法、看法、自己的知识不要从自己的知识来分析敌人的情况等等。
To properly deal with our hurts and our bitter root, our own thinkings and opinions, to put away all our own analysis and our own experience and knowledge.
最重要是上帝要不要？
What's more important is, does God want it?
上帝要的话怎么样呢？冲了！
If God wants it, dash for it.
上帝说我要。
If God say one,
但是你说不可能，不可能，不要提出你自己的想法，干嘛？你一定要处理你里面的这个问题。
And if you say that it's impossible, you have to deal with the problem inside of you first.
这就是壮胆坚固你们心的意思了。
This is the meaning of be strong and of good courage.
真的是有这个的意思吗？
Does it really have the meaning?
你看约翰一书
First John
第五章
Chapter 5
14节到第18节
14 to 18
约翰一书第五章十四节到第十八节。
14 to 18。
约翰一书第五章第十四节到第十八节，请你们若照他的旨意求什么，他就听我们，就是我们向他所存坦然无惧的心，同一个意思了啊，壮胆坚固你们的心的意思了。
And now this is the confidence that we have in Him, that if we ask anything according to His will, He hears us. And His confidence refers to be strong and good courage.
这是照着上帝的话，照着上帝的旨意，照着上帝的计划来求。
Now only to ask according to the will and the word of God.
这样做的时候我们才不会惧怕的。
And that's the way how we are not fearful.
你不听神的话的时候开始惧怕担心忧虑，你知道吗？
Now if you don't listen to the word of God, that's the way how you become worry and be anxiety.
我们听神的话的时候才不会惧怕担心忧虑。
As we listen to the word of God, that's how we are not worry and that's the way how we are not fearful.
上帝说最大的武器是敬拜我。
The greatest weapon is to worship me.
最大的武器是好好处理我们你们里面的创伤毒根。
The greatest weapon is to deal with the hurts and the bitter root inside of us.
那么另一句话来说，彻底的打破你的肉体。
In other words, say that to defeat, to break your own vessels.
不要从你的知识、你的经验等等来看事情。
Not to look at things based on your own experience and your
knowledge. 这就是打破肉体的意思吗？
That's the meaning of breaking these vessels.
这是神给我们的武器了。
And this is the weapon of God.
这样做的时候，我们才能刚强壮胆。
Now, as we do that, that's how we can become strong and courageous.
明白吗？刚强壮胆的意思是什么？
Understand the meaning strong and courageous.
听神的话。
No, as we listen to the word.
听神的话，真的这是我们的武器吗？
Is that the weapon for us?
我们每一个人都知道这个基甸的故事。
Now, everyone of us know the story of Gideon.
那么有一天，135,000个米甸人攻进来了。
And so about 135 of those Midianite actually came in.
那时以色列人那么惧怕，不敢出来。
And the Israelites were so fearful, and they don't dare to come out.
只有30,000个人出来了。
And only 30,000 of them came out.
30,000对135,000啊，这个不能打仗了。
And so 30,000 against 135,000.
但是我们的上帝说，这个要回家的都回家。
And so, but the Lord says that those who want to go home, go back home.
结果呢，27,000个人回。
And so 27,000 of them went back home.
只有剩下3,000个人。
And we are left with 3,000 here.
但是我们的上帝说，能够集中在打仗那边的才需要。
And the Lord says that only those that are focused in the warfare, these people are needed.
是用什么方法来考验他们呢？
And how would they test it?
带3,000个人去溪水边。
And so they brought those 3,000 to the riverside.
让他们喝水。
And to let them drink water.
有些人就是盲目的喝水了。
And so some just blindly drink water.
有些人看看周围。
And some look around.
看看周围的人才有打仗的精神。
So people that look around, they have the mindset of war.
只有他们留下。
And so only those remain.
只有300个人。
And so that's only 300.
3,000对135,000也已经不能比较的，对不对？
And so you can compare 30,000 to 135,000.
那么3,000对135,000也根本不能打仗的。
You can't fight with 3,000 against 135,000.
那么现在变成300对135,000.
But right now we have 300 against 135,000.
那么怎么办呢？
How are you going to fight like that?
一个人杀40多个人才能应付咯。
And so one person have killed about 40.
那么40多个人围绕我。
And so 40 over surrounded.
然后攻击我一个人。
And then they all attack me.
胜过的可能性有多少呢？
What is the possibility of success?
还有道理啊。
Perhaps it's logical.
但是起码提供给300个人机关枪嘛。
At least give machine guns to these 300, right?
起码提供给他们中国制造的铁来做的这个刀嘛。
Give them the sword that is made of China.
但是我们的上帝提供给我们的上帝提供给他们的武器是什么呢？
But what is the weapon that God has given to them?
喇叭。
It was a trumpet.
还有呢，空瓶。
And an empty bottle.
还有呢，火把。
And a torch.
空瓶来打你的头。
Now with the empty vessel to hit your head.
然后已经这个空瓶已经破碎了。
Now this vessel is broken.
然后呢？
And then?
真的开玩笑了，对不对？
So it's a joke, right?
意思是什么呢？
What is the meaning here?
通常圣经的喇叭则象征神的话了。
And so trumpet usually in the Bible represents the word of God.
宣告神的话了。
Is declaring the word of God.Gideon sought to kill you.
不需要么开机关枪了。
And so don't need to have machine guns.
这是宣布神的话了。
Just by declaring the word of God.
然后这个空瓶是什么呢？
What is this empty vessel?
圣经说我们的肉体用瓦器来比喻。
And so our flesh, our body, it's used as a vessel.
所以这个空瓶象征我们的肉体。
And so this empty vessel refers to our body.
现在火把隐藏在哪里呢？
Now where is this torch?
隐藏在空瓶里面了。
This torch is inside of this vessel.
然后打碎这个空瓶。
And so as we break this vessel,
那么空瓶里面的火把的光会这个发光嘛，对不对？
And this torch will emit light, right?
火把象征圣灵的能力了。
And this torch represents the power of the Holy Spirit.
那么很简单的说，圣灵的能力在哪里呢？
Where should this power of the Holy Spirit be in?
圣灵的能力在你里面了。
The power of the Holy Spirit should be inside of you.
什么时候这个圣灵的能力流出来呢？
And when will this power flow out?
打碎你的肉体。
When you break your body,
你不要从你的知识、你的经验、你的分析来看看这个敌人的情况，你的现在的情况，不要了，这个完全打碎了。
Do not analyze the situation based on yourself or your enemies based on your own knowledge and experience, but to break this vessel.
你看，上帝给我们的武器是什么呢？
Now, what is this weapon that God has given to us?
彻底地相信神的话,
is to totally believe in the Lord.
彻底地杀掉自己的想法看法,
to put to death your own thinkings and opinions. Then the power of the Holy Spirit will flow out of us.
这就是四世纪第七章第十六节到第二十一节的内容吗?
This is contained in Judges chapter 7, verse 14 to 16.
亲爱的相信了,
believe in this totally.
不要以为你的文凭, 你的努力, 不要误解, 这些不需要,
no, I'm not saying that all these qualifications are not needed.
啊, 当然这个是很重要, 啊, 不是很重要的, 很着急的事情了,
and of course, all these are considered as things that is needed in a rush. But what's more important is the Word of God.
那么从今以后, 我不要看书, 不要这样讲,
from now onwards, I'm not going to look at a book. Don't think that way.
啊, 牧师也是虽然到了这个年龄, 啊, 啊, 这个, 很迟才睡,
and pastor, even at this age, sleep very late.
啊, 很早过来开始研究圣经,
I start to come to church very early in the morning to study the scriptures.
我不需要读书, 不是这个的意思,
I don't need to study. I'm not trying to say that.
但是我没有相信这个, 我读书会帮助我,
I never believed that my study can help me.
我该装备的装备了,
I need to equip whatever that I need to equip.
但是最后使用我的, 知识的是我们的上帝,
and ultimately the one that uses our knowledge, that's God.
没有上帝的帮助, 上帝的恩典的话, 什么都不行,
now without the help of God, without the grace of God, there is nothing that we can do.
虽然努力看书,
so even so that I study diligently,
杀掉我的老我, 不断地把我里面的毒跟创伤处理好, 然后在神的面前祷告,
and I think that the most important thing is actually worshipping my God, and at the same time to put to death all my, you know, my thinkings and opinions, my hurt and our bitter roots, and to come before God and pray. Now as we do that, that's how we become victorious.
说了你没有理由说我不够知识不够能力, 你不能这样讲,
now, there's no reason for you to say that you have no knowledge and you have no capability.
啊, 我们不是靠着这些来生活,
but we do not live by this.
只是不要犯了罪,
no, just don't sin.
不要犯了骄傲, 轻慢的罪,
don't sin in your arrogance and your pride.
不要用你的知识, 经验等等, 来分析情况, 然后自己来决定什么事情, 不要这样,
so don't use your knowledge and experience and your own judgment to analyze your conditions and the enemy's conditions.
好好敬拜我们的上帝了,
but to only properly worship God.
意思说好好宣告神的话了,
that means to say to properly declare the word of God, and to believe in the word of God,
听神的话了,
and to listen to the word of God.
然后好好处理我们这个内在的问题,
to deal with all those inner problems that we have in within,
彻底地打碎这个我们的肉体,
and to break this vessel.
这样做的时候, 这个约翰一书第五章第十五节到第 18节怎么说呢?
What is written in verse 15 to 18?
你无论求什么我们的上帝都听你的祷告了,
no matter what you ask, God will listen to your prayer.
不只是这样啊，任何恶者也连你的一根头发也不能碰,
and not just that, the enemy cannot touch a single piece of your hair.
万一有一个恶者碰你了,
even if there is an evil one to touch you,
那天就是他的忌日了,
that day will be the death day.
他死定了,
he'll be dead.
看你在这18节,
verse 18.
起码看这个那个经文, 18节,
verse 18.
这个请我们知道凡从神生的必不犯罪，你是上帝的孩子了,
so you are the child of God.
你里面没有骄傲的罪，这个轻慢的罪了,
and then there is no pride, there is no arrogance inside.
信耶稣基督的意思是什么呢? 不要用自己的想法看法,
and believing in Jesus means to say not to use your own thinkings and opinions.
最重要的事情是什么呢? 我们的上帝是什么样的神?
Now what's more important is what God is our God.
上帝说什么话?
What is God saying?
他说敬拜,
if God say worship,
他说不要动动脑筋,
God say don't rack your mind,
他说好好祷告,
God say properly pray.
这样做的时候圣经说我们没有罪了,
now when we do that, the Bible say that we are without sin.
这样的话怎么样呢? 那恶者也没有办法害你啊,
then the wicked ones does not touch him.
万一害你,
even so that if he harms you,
他死定了,
he'll be dead.
相信了, 相信,
so let's believe in this.
这是神的话吗?
This is the word of God.
我们一定要得胜。
And we have to be victorious.
到了今天，我慢慢的明白了为什么耶稣来这个世上被钉于十字架时。
Now today I understand why so that Jesus was crucified on the cross for us.
很多次问过了。
Many of the time I asked it.
也很多次想过了。
Many of the time I think of it.
没有那么清楚理解。
I never really properly understand.
但是到了今天，慢慢的明白耶稣来这个世上为什么被钉于十字架时。
Today I know why that Jesus came on earth and he was crucified on the cross.
除了十字架死的死以外，没有其他的方法吗？
Other than the death on the cross, is there no other ways?
慢慢的发现到没有其他的方法。
And I realized there isn't any other ways.
真的天天把自己的我们的肉体钉在十字架而杀。
And every single day we're supposed to crucify our flesh on the cross and die.
当然我们在这边努力生活才对呀。
On earth we should be living diligently.
我也很努力了。
And I diligently live.
我可以敢这样讲。
I dare to say this way.
我不会那么懒惰。
I'm not lazy.
我也很想休息。
I want to take a rest as well.
最近眼睛也越来越没有那么好。
My eyes is getting worsened.
你不敢相信的话，天天这个试试看。
You try to do this every day.
从早上到晚上一直看东西。
You keep looking at things since morning until night.
当然打勾的时间，的闭眼睛了。
I close my eyes when I pray, of course.
有的时候五个小时。
Sometimes 5 hours.
但是相当多的打瞌睡。
A lot of time I fall asleep.
但是坐下来的时间起码每天差不多4到5个小时左右了。
When I sit down, it's about 4 to 5 hours.
无论虽然打瞌睡。
Even so that I catch wings.
但是你试试看，不是一两年。
You try. It's not just 1-2 years.
所以眼睛的视力越来越没有那么好。
And so my eyesight is getting not so good.
但是没关系啊。
But it's okay.
没关系啊。
It's okay.
越来越学到的什么呢？真的，十字架的死以外没有其他的方法。
And I start to learn that other than the death on the cross, there's nothing else.
彻底的相信神的话了。
Believe in the word of God.
相信神的话的意思是什么呢？杀掉肉体的意思。
As we believe in the word of God, means to say that we put to death our flesh.
没有其他的了。
No other way.
真的宣告吹喇叭了。
Now declare to blow the trumpet.
宣告神的话了。
To declare the word of God.
然后打碎我们的肉体了。
To defeat all our fleshly desires.
这样的话，我们里面的这个圣的能力会流出来。
Then the power of the Holy Spirit will flow out of us.
结果呢，135,000个通通怎么样呢？死了。
And 135,000 you will all be dead.
这就是信主的奥秘。
This is the mystery of the believers.
所以你告诉你旁边的，你没有理由变成苦瓜脸。
Tell the person beside you, there's no reason why you are a bitter God.
我们基督徒呢，没有理由失败。
Now we Christians have no reason to fail.
以后会发生很多很多的灾难。
In the future, there's going to be great disasters.
不要以为 Corona 19 会结束。
I don't think that COVID-19 will end.
当然中间会结束了。
Perhaps it will come to an end.
但是它一直变异了。
But it will keep mutating.
然后有一天更强的势力再出现。
And one day, a greater force will come.
起码年底之前会结束了。
Perhaps by the end of the year, it will end.
但是有一天再来出现。
But one day, it will come again.
不只是这样的了。
Not just that.
很多的灾难。哪一个时间台风连续过来呢？
When will this typhoon that keep coming?
现在10天的时间里面有3个台风过来了。
And so within 10 days, there were 3 typhoons that happened.
现在中国怎么样呢？
What about China right now?
韩国也是现在有些人死了。
Korea, there were people that died.
那么恐怖。
It's terrifying.
那车也可以推翻。
Even the car can flip.
不晓得中国怎么样，韩国的情况，这个我们的汽车也推翻。
Even our car can flip in Korea.
这次的台风是这样。
And so this is typhoon.
十天的时间里面3次。
For 10 days, within 10 days, 3 typhoons happened.
以后呢？
What about the future?
有会发生更多的更多的。
Greater disaster will take place.
但是呢，不要惧怕了。
Do not be afraid.
刚强壮胆。
We got to be strong and of good courage.
相信神的话。
You believe in the word of God.
彻底的杀掉你的肉体的想法看法。
To death your own thinkings and opinions.
这样的话，台风也好，还有比台更大的是哪一个字呢？
What's greater than typhoon?
台。
台风
台风台风也好台风也好不 typhoon 能害你啊
Whether it's a typhoon or your wife's typhoon, it cannot harm you at all.
啊，虽然会推翻这个汽车，对不对？
Even though
啊，但是不能推翻你啊。
Even though that it can flip the car, but it cannot flip you off.
啊，真的醒过来。
So we gotta wake up.
我们能够得胜的方法就是听神的话。
Now, the way that we can overcome is to listen to the word of God.
啊，我们一起来祷告。
Let us pray.
啊，今天呢，最起码十分钟以上祷告一下。
Let's pray for at least 10 minutes.
啊，真的最近一直发生属灵征战。
Really, spiritual warfare can happen.
啊，但是不要怕了。
But do not be afraid.
啊，只是啊，你感觉到啊，这个是有一点不高兴，这样的话，这个不要立刻生气了。
Don't be angry when something actually happened.
啊，是不是最近张牧师一直讲我啊？不要这样讲。
Pastor Kam keep talking about me.
张牧师不知道你是什么人。
Now, Pastor Kam don't know the person you are.
只是你自己觉得是不是张牧师讲我这样想而已啊
？You perhaps just think that you know perhaps Pastor Kam is talking about me.
万一张牧师讲你
？What if Pastor Kam really talk about you？
当然根本没有这样的事。
Of course, there's no such thing.
如果有这样的感觉
，But if that's such a feeling，
悔改
，Then just repent.
不要受欺骗。
Now, don't be deceived, okay？
现在要不然现在一直发生这个属灵征战。
Otherwise, spiritual warfare keep happening.
不要接受。
Don't accept any of this. Reject them.
不高兴。
If you're not happy,
不是你的心。
It's not your heart.
背后现在恶者一直这个刺你的缘故了。
Because the devil keep poking and provoking you.
不要接受了。
Don't accept any of this provocation.
我们最起码十分钟以上，我们开声来祷告。
Let's take 10 minutes to pray.
我们的主耶稣真的感谢赞美你。是的，再来圣灵的火，圣灵的火来充满我们，圣灵的火来充满。